etorriak izan zaitezte prentxaurreko honetara. Muy buenos días.
Good morning. Welcome to this press conference this morning. We have with us the crew of the cast of the film Patrick, which is in the official section. Let me introduce you from right to left. We've got with us the actress Carla Maciel, the actor Hugo Fernandez, director Gonzalo Waddington, the actress Alba Baptista, also actress Teresa Sobral, and here on my right, Luis Urbano, the producer. Channels for translation on 4, you've got French, in 5, Portuguese, so that you bear in mind. So we're awaiting your questions. Yes, in the first row. Hi, I'm over here. Congratulations for the film. I left the cinema saying, asking myself whether it makes sense to ask such a traumatic person like Patrick to know how to distinguish between good and evil and to understand the most basic things. What do you believe about this? What do you think?
No problem.
Okay, thank you. So there's, I think, one of the issues of the movie, which is the morality issue. I think one of the important things for me in the movie is that you have to participate in the movie, because when you're watching the movie, you see, if you have like a puppet master, and you have to see the lines, the really small and subtle lines that make the movie go and move forward, and then you realize that one of the persons that is actually moving the film is the actual person that is seeing the movie. So as to the issue of morality, yes, I think he does have a notion of right and wrong, but you have to understand that there's an education issue, a kind of social formation issue, which is very special in his life, because he was, until he was 10, he was raised by his parents in what you would call a normal way of life, family life and social life with his friends and everyone. But then he had 8 years with someone that actually loved him in a kind of way, a very special kind of way. He nurtured him in a very special kind of way. And he was everything to him. He was his friend, his lover, his father. He was everything. And within those years, he had a special kind of education. So the notion of right and wrong for him is not what you would call the normal paradigm of right and wrong. And also, one of the things that is very important for me is, if you have issues, moral issues with the film, when you leave the film, I think it got exactly what I wanted. Because I think people do not, it is not interesting for me if you have a kind of closure. What I mean closure is you can have an ending. I think his whole adventure, his whole odyssey ended at that point. Something is going to happen to him, I don't know what, or maybe I do, but I don't think it matters. But I really do think that if you have issues with his morality, that is good, because that will make you think about the moral issues. So if you don't have a, well, in Portuguese we would call moralismo, or a moral lesson, I really do not want a moral lesson, but I really do want people to feel or to think about the moral issues. So that is a kind of a post-venom after the film. So you were stinged, but it's not like you put a little cream on your pimple and then it's gone. No, the venom is still working, because you have to think about him. Because there are a lot of good people that do horrible stuff. There are bad people that actually do some kind of, they can do great things or good things. And I think he's finding out what is good and what is bad. Because the whole purpose of the movie is about someone that actually wants to find himself, and he wants to say to everyone, especially to himself, who he really is. He wants to choose his own name, he wants to choose his own life, and to choose his own destiny. So he doesn't want the help from anyone besides being close to the one he actually really loves. But when you set yourself to be alone in that age after that stressed and traumatic life that he had, and that he's still living. If you go alone on that journey, you will have a lot of bumps in that journey, and a lot of moral bumps also. I hope you... I talk a lot.
Maybe Teresa wants to answer this question as well.
Hola. Voy a hablar en portugués. Bien.
Oh, hi, I'm going to speak in Portuguese. Okay. I think that he feels that he's a monster that has turned into a monster, a person who doesn't manage to distinguish good from evil. He's absolutely destroyed, and I think that for him it's so difficult to manage. How can he manage this, that is to say? A person who thought he'd be dead, for example, would have been better if he'd died. How does he come back transformed in a being who is completely destroyed within? And I imagine it's difficult to manage all of that, to manage love. As regards me, Teresa, I think that I don't think the same thing that she does. I think that he is destroyed, but I think that he's a fighter within something bad that happened to him, and he's looking for references, perhaps, and perhaps that I didn't want to give him, but in a certain way. He's placed himself in that such a lonely position, and to what extent he's not seeking something that he can't find because the people around him can't give him that, neither his mother nor his auntie nor the people that are surrounding him. That's all. Another question, please.
Phil, I like it
Thank
very
you.
Much. I want to ask, I've realized that the film is shot with very close-ups, with a lot of
yes.
close-ups. And that forces us to imagine what's happening on the background.
Yes.
It creates a mystery, and it also, I think it's related with the story of Patrick, that we have to imagine what has happened in his past.
Yes.
I want to ask, is there a relation between this choice of close-ups
yeah.
to create this mystery and the history of Mark, or if it's another choice that made you do that way? Thank you.
Okay, so I'll answer in English always, sorry. yes, it was a choice because one of the things that I set myself to do right from the start, from the script writing, is that I think it's very important when you have a triangulation, which is when you say something or when you show something, it's not exactly what you show, but it's the reaction of what you show and the reaction of what you say. So, for instance, when Patrick is watching a video, or they show him a video of what's the films that he shot with the girls. It's always his reaction to what he's seeing, and also the reaction of the other people watching his face reacting to it. So that is more, first of all, it makes you who is watching the movie think about what does this mean? How do I process this information, and never the direct answer to it. And the same thing with lines. For instance, when the mother asks him, why didn't you come back right away to Portugal? And he takes the punch, and then he answers back. And if you think about it, she's doing regular, normal stuff, like putting a plate and messing around with the table. And then she shoots that question. So it's always like, I shoot it to the window because I'm watching him, and it goes back to him. So we always have the reaction to it, because it's impossible to answer such a direct question. And it's the first time that we see it. And even when Patrick starts to... He tries to explain whatever happened to him, which is mainly factual. It happened this, and then I was in a car, and blah, 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 blah. He always has some kind of intention. And in that way is, okay, I'm going to tell my cousin what happened, because I need some kind of relief. It's not just the information. And that is the same thing as to what's happening around him, because when he is in Sertão, the place where we shot the movie in Portugal, it's always his reaction to the noise of the flies and the birds and whatever, which is, I think it's much more aggressive to him than the sound of Paris and the traffic in Paris. When I was in Paris shooting, for me, walking around Lafayette, for instance, it's horrible. I cannot get used to that, the noise and whatever. When he comes to Sertão and he's living the life in Paris, he comes to Sertão, that is exactly what he feels, the stress of birds, the stress of howling dogs in the night, the stress of whatever kind of insects that are, or the trees, the wind in the trees. So it's always the reaction to that, so that we know exactly what is happening on the foreground or in the background. It's always his reaction to it, because he cannot explain. If Patrick or Mario, if he could explain whatever happened to him and what he's feeling, he would be like Kierkegaard. He would write an essay about the concept of anguish with a 300-page essay, and then he would kill himself. He would throw himself out of a window, because if he had the conscience of his mental and psychological state of whatever happened to him, so he would kill himself, I would say. So it's better for him, I think, that he does not have the emotional intelligence or intellectual intelligence to explain what he's feeling. The only thing that he knows is to step on the gas and go, go, go. Because if he stops to think, some kind of wave comes and he will get caught by a tsunami. But he doesn't know how to explain. So, and the first part of the movie, when his mask is taken, they say, you're not the guy who you say he is. He's dead. Emotionally, he's dead. They just outed his boyfriend, his love, his Mark, and they took everything from him. And now we know who you are. Now we can unleash you, because he will never run. The walls will be invisible. He will go, 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 and he will stay wherever he needs to stay, or wherever people tell him to stay. Because he does not have the mental capacity. I think he's very bright. I think he's intelligent. I think he's smart. But emotionally, he cannot, I don't think anyone can, basically. But if you actually could, in words, process that feeling, the mother asks him, why didn't you come back to Portugal? And his reaction is, if you want to talk about that, I would need months. Months for me to try and even begin to explain. So that's why he answers, you didn't come and get me. Because she started with the roof. I don't know if you have that expression where you start the house by the roof. That's the question. That's the last question she would ask. First of all, let's see if we can get along. And then you ask him that question. Or maybe he will begin to try and explain. And he gives him the last thing he should say. He answers back, you didn't come and get me. So it's always the reaction to the surroundings. It's always the reaction to whatever is said. So it's always a triangulation, like snooker, you know? I don't know how to say that. As tabelas. Okay. I talk too much.
Tenemos una pregunta para aquí.
A question here. Hi, good morning. A question for the director and also for Hugo. I'd like to know the casting, the auditions. How did you find, how did you know he was the right person to portray the character? And how did you work upon the character that being emotionally dead, as you said before, and that repression, containing all of those feelings that you don't demonstrate at any time, Patrick doesn't demonstrate at all. And how did you study whether the director gave you a lot of hassle you to not show those feelings, whether you analyze the environment, the character? How did you study the script at the end of the day? Thank you very much. Well, the audition Gonzalo came to Paris once, and that's where we met. I think things went well when we met. And then I went to Portugal to do some other auditions, and things seemed to work. So it was a classic type of audition process, I would say. And then for preparing my character, we prepared a lot beforehand. Several months before, I traveled to Portugal to meet everyone, and I think that enabled me to feel very comfortable with all of the actors and so on. It is true that Gonzalo, as he's an actor, he knows how to make an actor feel comfortable and to have confidence in the shooting. The shooting of the film was done chronologically, by the way. And I think that if a director that had no feeling or understanding of what it's like to be an actor, he wouldn't have confronted carrying out the shooting of the film in this way. But his experience as an actor contributed a lot to the project of this film.
Well, we wanted to search for someone in Paris or Belgium, someone that still remembers the Portuguese language, either Portuguese parents or grandparents or whatever. And then we also searched for non-actors his age. So we went to France, I think in January 2018, the beginning, I think. And then I saw these other kids, and he was very, his eyes were very troubling. I was very troubled by the way he looked at me, and he is very, I don't know the word in Portuguese, is esquivo, when you're like, he didn't stare at me in the eyes because he was kind of, he was not. Then I heard, he told me the story why he was so nervous, because he had a bad experience on another movie that he didn't end up doing. So I'm not saying which movie it is. And the way that he looked at me in some parts of our conversation, the way that he looked at the camera was exactly what I felt, because I was actually interrogating those actors. And to see if I can, you know, you just touch him there and then you punch him here, and to see how, I mean in words. So to see how he reacts to some of the questions, if some direct questions, some difficult questions to answer, and then I was very troubled. So in me and Emidio, which is the first assistant director that came with me, we were like, this is the guy. But for you to understand the power of water, you have to delve into fire. So I came back, and then we went to search for other actors in Portugal. And we casted them, and then he came back, and then we said, we should have chosen right away. But like I said, if you want to know, if you like pinchos, you have to eat sushi or not. You have to eat other things. So to see other actors, I had to do that to cast him. As for talking to the actors, I was very, very happy, because I had a lot of time with them, and I also had a lot of time before shooting. I think 2 or 3 weeks prior to the shooting started, we were like a week or a week and a half all together in one house, and we were living together, and then people from the team came. We tried the clothes on, we had meetings there. So when every actor was in their first day of shooting, it's like it never happened. So it's like it, there's no stress because they already know everyone. So, and it's built on trust. So he trusted me, I trusted him. I know he's very instinctive, and Hugo has exactly the quality, which is if he starts to think a lot about what is actually happening, and I know he understands because he's much more intelligent than he actually shows. He said it's like, you know, the quantum mechanics, if you actually can look at something, that thing vanishes. I think that goes for everything in life. If you think too much about something, that thing will vanish. If he thinks too much about what is happening right away in this situation, it will vanish because I have to live. So we should always keep something as a surprise when you go to shoot a scene, because we talked a lot about the movie. I hope I answered the question.
Okay. Go on, please. La pregunta, por favor, aquí en la...
Question, please, here in the second row. Here in the front row. Hi, me again, over here. My question is for the actors. I would like to know how you've constructed the relationship between the characters so that it looks believable on screen. I'm going to speak in Portuguese to summarize. As Gonçalo has just mentioned, we carried out almost an artistic residence. We lived together, which is where all theater actors, play actors for here, for example, all of us, and we were together. We spent this time together discussing each of the different characters and how each of them related to each other. I'm talking about me. I'm Patrick's auntie in the film. And in a certain way, we've talked about morality. We've talked about morality here quite a lot. And after having seen the film, I think the auntie, in a certain way, is similar to Patrick. Why? Because she holds on to the mother. She has no choice. She hasn't got a life of her own, a personal life. The daughter, his daughter is her daughter. Her daughter is far away. In a certain way, she seeks refuge in her sister in order to take care of her, and almost obliges the sister to depend upon her. And she ends up losing her personality, which I think that Patrick, as a boy who's growing until he becomes an adult, ends up by not knowing who he is, not knowing who he is. Almost all of us construct our life over time, that is, but Mario doesn't know nor what identity is. And Auntie Elena ends up losing herself and seeking refuge in her sister, his mother. And this has been my way of building and constructing Elena and the place where she grew up and where she lived, in a rural area, in the hinterland, where morality, in fact, has a much more intense burden. And that's who Elena is, I believe.
Sí, como mencioné, sort of artistic residency where we wrote down all of this detailed information from all the characters, and Gonçalo had some assignments, at least for Hugo and I, to create fictional memories of our childhood. And I think all of that influenced the relationship between the characters, and also the whole process of auditioning and castings. At least for me, I felt that the director's priority was not to see if I could perfect a scene, but to sit down with the other actors, especially with Hugo and Carla, to see if there was some sort of instinctive connection, and it seemed to be the case. And from then on, I think it also flows together with what you said about Ugu, which is, even though we did work on all of our characters so detailed, and it's such a detailed matter, we didn't want to overthink it at the same time. We just wanted to be fully together and have this intimate process. And eventually, the relationships all flowed together.
Pronto.
I would just like to add that one of the things in this process that I believe was especially intelligent on behalf of Gonzalo was in the work that we did together. What we did was construct all of the past that doesn't appear in the film of the different characters. In a lot of detail, each of us worked in the names of our parents, what our parents were doing, who the house belonged to, whether it was the parents, my parents, and the auntie's parents. We created an enormous past because when we started the film, we all had a specific foundation. So, of a destruction of something that happened in the past, we reconstructed all the past so that we can subsequently start. We commenced shooting totally destroyed from the point of view of work. I've known Carla and Gonzalo from theater from a long while ago, and Ugo was a very pleasant surprise. The relationship was very, very easy. We got along very well, each one in each our own way. It was very easy, but me specifically, the work was very lonely because her character is extremely lonely, and I had to work. It wasn't exactly working, if you catch what I'm saying. I took a position of a situation which is very solitary or lonely, and Gonzalo directed me in this, along this line, along this perspective or approach, and then the stories were already created, and that's the way everything took place. Ugo, your character vis-a-vis the rest, Ugo. No. Okay, a question for the producer as well, because this film has it's a co-production between Portugal and Germany. I was talking to Joaquin, who's out there, who's the person in charge of communications. He says, is this a normal mixture or not? Or is it normal in Portugal to find financing also with German producers? Or how was the process? How did that happen? It's normal that in Portugal, to make some films in Portugal, we always need to find complementary financing. So therefore, this film had a starting point, had a story that happens in Paris, in France, and then the second part, which is carried out in Portugal. It's not possible to do this with the types of budgets of making this first film in Portugal. So therefore, Germany has been, I've got an experience of working with Germany in the past. I've co-produced a lot with Germany, with Arwen Chain the first time, but it was not the first time, with ZDF and with Alexander, because but we did have previous experiences together. And the German system is competitive to find financing, but it's very direct, and it gives you that thing. It's very transparent, very clear, very clean. It's a process which is selective, but at the same time, it flows. And as I knew at the beginning, I also tried to find a co-production with France but it's a bit more complex with France. It's not as fluid. And we got to a moment where we We had the support from ZDF, and we had a co-producer in Cologne, which was, and things went very quickly, and the magic of cinema, that is to say, we're going to do Paris and Cologne, and filling and shooting on location in Paris and so on and so forth. So all of the interiors of the first part and some location, that's Cologne, it's not Paris. Well, I think we all believed it was Paris. Funny that. The magic of cinema. Do we have a date for the premiere? We're going to premiere in Portugal on the first quarter next year, the same. There's no specific date, but it's going to be done in Germany and as well. Let's see what happens with other territories. This much factory has to, well, we're all expecting and hopefully waiting for the premiere. If there are any further questions, please do so. Otherwise, let's finish this interesting press conference with Patrick, which is in the official section. Thank you very much for coming along. Thank you and good luck. Thank you.